The entire network is facing issues. There's also problems for Thameslink. In Nottinghamshire, a major incident's been declared after the River Trent burst its banks. Sanjay Johal is from the charity the National Flood Forum.
For us, it's becoming a yearly norm. 25 years ago, flooding was predominantly from rivers. We're seeing quite a lot of surface water flooding now, adding to the point about sewage coming out as well. I think this links back to a lot of issues with the ageing Victorian infrastructure we have, which can no longer cope.
Oscar Pistorius will have to adhere to restrictions, including anger management courses, after being released from prison on parole in South Africa. It's almost 11 years since he shot dead Reeva Steenkamp. Her family say they've never been able to come to terms with her death or the way she died. Their lawyer, Tanya Cohen, saw Pistorius last June.
Once you've been incarcerated, you have to live rules of the department. The food that you eat, your daily program is managed by them. So most certainly, yes, I could see a change in his demeanour.
Two teenage boys aged 16 and 17 have been arrested on suspicion of murder over the death of Harry Pittman on New Year's Eve. The 16-year-old was stabbed to death in Primrose Hill in North London. Three males earlier arrested in connection with his death have been released on bail. Asda says it's joined other supermarkets in price-matching Aldi and Lidl. It says it has cut the prices of hundreds of products by an average of 17%. Sport, former Liverpool forward Roberto Firmino could be heading back to English football. He joined the Saudi Pro League club Al Ahly on a three-year deal last summer. And Shropshire has been named as one of 10 destinations to watch for holidaying. Travel trade organisation APTA has described it as a rural gem. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Victoria.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, lots of flooding down the lanes, so be aware if you're travelling off the Ongar Road down some of those lanes. Some of them are flooded. There are diversions down there as well, because I've just come through that way, so just be aware. You could turn a corner and there's a massive great big puddle in the road, so just be aware. Now, having a look at the weather, 7 degrees, light rain and a moderate breeze for today. Now, it's saying light rain. I think we've probably have the most of the rain we're going to get, actually, so it should be dry for the rest of the day, but very overcast and cloudy.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you on this Friday? Is it Friday already? It was a short week, wasn't it? It's Friday, isn't it? Should let me just have a look on my phone. It's Friday. I knew. Did you know what? Over Christmas, you get that week in between, don't you, after Christmas Day? Depends if you're working or not. But you kind of get that. What day is it today? Is it Wednesday? Thursday? Friday? And now I made a bit of a mistake yesterday because I started to tuck into the... They're not after... I think they are after eight. Do you remember those old-fashioned chocolates? And it's something to do with the crumbling of the paper that I like. Anyway, I always used to, when I used to have those as a kid, I always used to put the after eight paper back in the box. So people would put, my dad or mum would go, I'll have enough, this bitch out, there's only paper in here. And I'd be upstairs going, laughing. it's just one of those childish things. You just put the papers back in and people go, oh, it's a full box of... No, there's nothing. It's just papers. I love that. I love it. Thanks to Mikey for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. Nice to have that 90s feature as well to sing along to. I like that. We wake up early in the morning just to do our hair. Now, you played that last week, I think. So you've got me for the next 3 hours with great music, some independent music as well, which is also phenomenal. And we'll be looking through the papers, seeing some stories. It's been a quiet week this week as we ease our way back into January. And then as from next week, there'll be guests and more independent music. I'm saving it for Monday, actually. I've got a few tracks that have come in over the last couple of days, but I'm going to save them for next week. And then we'll start going through all of those. Can't wait to share them with you. You're going to love them. I'm smiling here to myself. Now, yesterday, I have to say that did I mention this? That somebody bought one of my tracks? And it was so phenomenal. I was overexcited. It was unbelievable. And I did have a friend, as I mentioned yesterday, we're talking about Spotify. And you can actually, there's different ways you can promote yourself on Spotify. So if I was having a look yesterday, I thought, and I can't because I don't have 1,000 followers on Spotify. That's how sad I am. I think I've got about 97 people following me. But what I was doing, I was having, she was saying, oh, you can go through and you can, you know, and I thought, I wonder how much it is to advertise. And I thought, I don't really want it. Do you know how much it was? Just do an advert. £486. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's not going to help me. So no, I won't be going to Spotify for that. That was the end of... And the reason I don't actually have Spotify, I do use Apple. And the only reason I don't use Spotify as like a paying service is because they pay their musicians so poorly, unless you're Ed Sheeran or somebody like Adele. Otherwise, you get... I don't know, you've got to have thousands upon thousands of sales before you reach a fiver, I think it is. Can you imagine? You go, oh, I've 10,000 people have listened to my song. Oh, I'm going to... Oh, 5 pence. Oh, £5. A great YouTube channeler to watch who I've tried for a long time to get on the show. I've been following him for years. Bald and Bankrupt. He's done a really interesting... kind of documentary. It's on YouTube and it's free to watch it, but I go and have a look, and it's where he is, he's crossing over, trying to get into America. He's gone over to Mexico and he's going through with loads of other people trying to get into America, and he's showing you what they have to do, and it's very intense. I mean, he's the only YouTuber to have done it, but it's really interesting. Bald and Bankrupt. He's also been to places like Jaywick as well. So, well, Mexico, Jaywick, he's been to India, but you get to see these places in a different light. And he doesn't go and you know, when he went to Jaywick, he went to a pub called the Never Say Die. When I've played in that pub, very, very friendly people, really, really lovely people. They were all very nice. Jaywick gets a bit of a bad rap, and it was a very long way to drive to do a gig, but I did quite a few gigs at that pub. And he was just talking to local people. I like him, though. If you check him out, he does, just seems to get on with everybody from everywhere in the world. People just seem to warm to him. He's one of those characters. Anyway, that's my little advice. Bald and Bankrupt. Have a look at him on YouTube. And also Abroad in Japan. Can't do better than that. That's a... If you love all things Japan, which I do, he's great to follow if you're ever thinking about going out there. Right, 10:07. I bought myself... Do you know what I did today as well? I said I wasn't going to do this year. I bought myself a coffee. £3. Can't do it every day. I'm just going to do it once or twice a month, because it adds up. If you think about how much you spend on coffee, ridiculous amount. Anyway, let's start off with a track. What am I going to play? Oh, I should have worked this out. I was too busy chatting to you lot. That's the problem. Oh, I know. Should we start off with some... let's go back to the... Now, this could... I don't even know when this song was made. Let's have a look. Divine Comedy. What year do you think Something for the Weekend was made?
Something for the Weekend.
I was going to guess 2004. Any advances? Divine Comedy, Something for the Weekend. Share your answers. It's 1996. Wow.
Something in the woodshed, and I can hear it breathe. So you want to call it a day. I think crazy, but what else would I say? That's just the way that I feel. Just the way that I feel. And you say the well has run dry. They're just bitter words to me. Yeah. No reason, no rhyme. That's just the way that I feel. I can't help the way that I feel. See, I don't wanna lose you. I just want you in my life. I don't wanna argue over who's wrong and who is right. I don't wanna lose you. I still want you in my life. So I'm trying to let you know the way that I feel.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, just putting on my headphones there. I like that. Oh, what's going on? I think my head's getting bigger, or it's my hair getting wilder. I don't know. I do have actually a very big head. You know, sometimes when you just look at yourself in photographs and you think, you stand next to somebody. There was a school reunion picture probably about 8 years ago. I was standing next to another girl called Michelle, who I kind of knew at school, but I didn't really. It's funny because when I went to my reunion, everyone was saying, Michelle, it's great. I was like, who are these people? I don't know who they are. Oh, you were so funny. I remember you. I thought I didn't hang out with the cool kids. One of them was really cool. I thought I never hung out with the cool kids. I don't remember me. I don't remember. And I kind of went, yeah, I've got no memory. I've got very limited memory of school. I hated school. It was a nightmare for me from infant school. Absolutely terrible, bullied all the way through, beaten up, picked on, rotten, horrible. And every day you went in, you felt frightened. It's just horrible. It's a horrible feeling. And I did fight back once. And you know what? After that, I can't remember the girl that picked on me picking on me again after that. Really, that was when I was at infant school. But it's a terrible feeling when you're very young, you know, because I would have only been maybe about six, seven, eight, something like six or seven, but, you know, young kid anyway. And I think sometimes when that happens to you, it gives you a bit more of a you know, things like that. Now, I suppose they really clamp down on, but in a way, I suppose it makes you get a different personality. It's like people who come from very poor backgrounds, and when they're very, very successful, it's because they work really, really hard to achieve things. And I think if you've been picked on, maybe your personality comes out a little bit more, but you're a bit more, you know, comedy. I mean, my comedy saved me so many times because when I went to secondary school, I think somebody did try and pick on me. And then my friend at the time, Lisa, just suddenly went, well, she was from York, she was like, not of that. She was only about 12 or 13. I think we were 12, actually, when we went to the secondary school. Because this girl, I remember her name, she was called Nina. And she, I mean, I was, we were 11 or 12. I'm only 5'1" now, so I must have been shorter at that age. And this girl, Nina, for some reason, was about 6 foot tall. She was really, really tall. And she went, I'm going to have you after school. And I hadn't done anything. I was just sat in the classroom, just sort of turned around and, I hadn't done anything. And my friend from Yorkshire, who'd only really started the school a couple of weeks beforehand, went, don't worry about that. I'll sort it out. And she did. She stood in for me. I won't say any more. But I never got picked on. Let's say I never got picked on by Nina again, is what I'd like to put out there. But it is difficult. If you are being bullied at school or at work, please let people know, because it's a horrible feeling. It is a horrible, truly horrible feeling. Don't put up with it. There are people that can help. Have a look online as well. Loads of advice online too. Just coming up to 10:24. Panorama are back, and this track has been all over the place. This is called Feel the Love. That is Johnny Hates Jazz with A Turn Back the Clock. What are you up to this Friday? Are you off out tonight? Doing anything exciting? I think I've been bitten by a gnat. Where's that come from? Hopefully it's not those bed bugs you keep hearing about. I actually started itching on my hand and on my arm. But maybe it's a gnat bite. I don't know. It's definitely a bite. Hopefully it's not a spider's bite. Oh, who knows what could happen.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Let's be positive. Let's look onto the roads. As I mentioned earlier, there are quite a few big puddles or lakes on the road. So if you come off the Ongar Road and you're heading down the back way towards Brook Street roundabout, Wigglybush Lane, I think it's around that way actually, you'll find that there's lots of surface water. So just be aware. There's also temporary traffic lights on the A1023 just at London Road and Spittle Lane. That is causing a bit of a jam in both directions. Avoid that if you can. Headed down the M25 towards Lakeside, a clear run and coming back. And if you're heading up towards the M11, severe delays of 10 minutes between Junction 28 of the A12 Brook Street roundabout to Junction 27 of the M11. So just be aware. Heading up the A12, no problems there at all. That's all flowing very nicely. Queuing traffic at Mount Nessing Road both ways near Old Church Road. And I'm just going to try and find that... you bear with me 1 second. I'm just going to try and find that little road that I was talking about, which I've seemed to have lost. Oh, it's Sawyers Hall Lane. That's the lane that I'm talking about. So if you head down there from Brook Street roundabout, you might find that there is some flooding along sort of around that sort of area. So just be very, very careful. Otherwise, you'll end up in a bit of a... Is it that one? No! Michelle, what am I doing? Let me... I've got to tell you the correct road. I think I'm telling you the wrong road. Bear with me 1 second. Where am I going? I think I'm going to the wrong place. Oh, there we go. Yes, sorry, it is Wigglybush Lane. I was right. Wigglybush Lane, Weald Road is where you've got the problem. So you know as you turn off from the Brook Street roundabout, Wigglybush Lane, and then you turn right along that section, it's flooded, so you can't go there. There are diversions in operation. I went along that way this morning. And just be careful, because I went through the puddle the other day and it was pretty deep. And you know when you go through and you think, shouldn't have done that. If I was in the Mini, it would have gone through the doors, I'm sure. So just be careful. Let's have three in a row. Starting off with All Saints. This is Pure Shores. Then we will have a little bit of the Rolling Stones. And after that, we'll have some Leo Sayer. We're really mixing up today.
Places to find a piece of something to call mine. Come on, is the place I can call.
have seen, many places I have been, walk the deserts and the shore. Many faces I have known, many ways in which I've grown, moving closer on my own.
Messed it up, messed it up, all for you. You think I'm messed it up, messed it up, messed it up, all for you. You think I'm really. French kisses. He gives her French cigarettes. They sit at the same table every time. The lights are low, but their eyes shine. Just digging the music from those sweet soul bands. She keeps him out of fight, holds on to his hand. He whispers slowly, tonight's the night. Months of planning, so it's gotta be right. Under the table, her bag is bursting at the seams. She made sure to bring everything. Moonlighting, they're leaving everything. Moonlighting, they're losing all their friends. Moonlighting, it's the only way. It's frightening, but it means they'll stay together. They're gonna make it together. Disguise is a must. When they go missing, they're gonna look for the van first. She whispers slowly, it'll be alright. I took some cash from my building society, and my monthly check came in just right. A message that Mrs. Park's daughter is missing. Meanwhile, the Carlisle turn off the M6 motorway, drinking cold black coffee, eating hot cupcakes. She stares at him with his beard unshaved, wonders at his power of staying away. He whispers slow, you did just fine. They shared the drive and all through the night. She laughs, my mother would have lost her mind.
There we go. That was three in a row. All Saints and Pure Shores. Pure Shores. Shores. Rolling Stones with Mess It Up. I just did. And Leo Sayer there with Moonlighting. I don't know what happened there. Very good morning to Lee. How are you doing, Lee? And also to my nephew, Lee, and to Natalie, and to Mrs. G as well. As well as Martin, who is always listening. He doesn't say very much. I might get a text in a minute. He doesn't get. I know that he's listening. He said he tunes in to the show every day that I'm on and listens in, but he doesn't get in contact unless I mention him, and then he might send me a message. Also, Pam, she might be listening, but you never know. You just don't know. It could be Matt might be listening. You don't know who's listening out there. So I have to be very careful when I'm saying stuff that I don't say anything about people, you know, sort of gossip and things like that. I love a gossip, though.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Just today you think you own your judgments. Yeah, you really
So we had Abby Flynn, My Own Woman, and that is Pacifica with Anita. I like that. Wow, Matthew McConaughey's wife is absolutely gorgeous. I wouldn't think he'd go out with somebody, you know, average. She's wonderful. She must have been a model or something. She's really beautiful. It's his daughter's 14th birthday today. She looks very much like the mum. Is anyone out there, by the way, we'll just talk about Matthew McConaughey, who I think is an excellent actor. But has anyone seen Saltburn yet? I know there's loads of things. I've looked at it on Netflix and I kind of think to myself, it does look like it's going to be interesting, but it might be one of those movies where you got to be in the mood to watch it. I tell you what I have watched over the last couple of weeks is Goosebumps on Disney. That was really good. I really enjoyed that. I think it's like a teenage market that might be aimed at, possibly. But I enjoyed that. That was really good. The ending was a little bit like, okay. But the special effects were good. It was kind of like a comedy, thriller, chiller, teen thing. Yeah, I think it was those kind of type of things. I didn't mind that. I don't know what else. Yeah, I want to see the Saltburn, but I know a lot of people have said that it's, you know, there's some really odd scenes in it, and I think you've got some, you know, sometimes you just got to be in the mood, haven't you, to watch a film. And if you're not in the mood for it, it's just, you just can't concentrate. I mean, so you know what I'm like with films anyway. I've told you before, if I'm watching a film and it isn't going the way that I want, or I'm finding it a little bit stressful, I'll switch it off halfway through and then watch the rest of it another time, or watch it in sections. So if I'm terrible. So if you're sitting there watching a film with me, I could basically just go, oh, I don't want to watch the rest of this, and I'll just get up and go into the kitchen. I'm terrible. I know it's not right. So I'm better at watching films really on my own. Otherwise, like last night I was watching something, I fell asleep on the sofa again. I never used to be able to sleep during the day. When I was younger, now it's like literally, I just fall asleep at the drop of a hat. It's embarrassing. This one is going out to Martin, who is a drummer. He used to play this. It's called Rosanna. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Oh no, it's not. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll be back after the news. Bum bum.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes, Rosanna. You could ever care for me, Rosanna.
Radio, and it's local.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay.